This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to get you on the air this morning. Telephone number 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. The telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, give us a ring, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. CJ Malia, how are we doing this week?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Did you get away last week? Did you have some vacation time, CJ? Do they give you vacation time?
I did. They let me out of my office.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I took a trip out west. It was great.
Very, very cool. Great to have you back. Malia, how are you doing this morning?
We're doing great. Happy to be here.
It's great to have both of you along, and we've got important stuff to talk about this week. A couple of things that people may have taken notice of, which are inflation as well as volatility. We'll get some details, kind of put some of that stuff into perspective for you this morning as we talk with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. We'll have that conversation. Mention the phone lines are open. Mention the phone number for Klaus. Mention the website for Klaus. Haven't mentioned the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We're going to do another one this week with a chance to win a fantastic prize. Folks from Klaus Financial provided a $25 gift card to Home Depot for one lucky listener who answers the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week right. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. And before we start talking about what's been kind of going on and the questions that have been going on for folks about volatility and inflation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question there and the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation, hopefully educating people on the ins and outs of understanding annuities. Even though we as a firm don't necessarily offer annuities, but we are insurance licensed, it's important for people to understand what's out there, and if they're involved in an annuity, what they should know. So kind of the ABCs is what we covered. And so the question last week was, if you take money out of an annuity prior to age 59 and a half, will you pay an early distribution penalty of 10%? The correct answer was true, and Tom of Waterloo called in, was our first right answer, so congratulations to him. Thanks for listening last week, and listen carefully to today's question.
And we will do another one this morning, and don't forget as well, if you missed any part of last week's program or want to listen back to any other previous shows, head on over to klausfinancial.com. You can listen there. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a fantastic website and a great resource, that email once a week that comes in your inbox. Not only does it have a link to the most recent podcast, also contains a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Again, that's up at klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. The telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge to the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. So I've got to assume that one of the things that makes a lot of folks nervous with retirement planning is when they see things like volatility in the markets or inflation. How, you know, for people that are kind of getting close or planning on retirement in the next couple of years, what should they be doing right now to kind of maybe moderate their thinking a little bit?
Yeah, this has been a really tough year for people as it relates to their investment portfolios and being prepared for retirement. Now, depending upon the number of years you've been investing or how close you are to retirement or how far you are in retirement, your perspective on this could be a little bit different. But either way, it's no fun to be living off a portfolio in retirement only to see it, you know, go down in value. And this is an area where we have a lot of empathy and just want to kind of give you some ideas of ways to work through that and some things you should be thinking about relative to your portfolio. So according to Fidelity's 2022 State of Retirement Planning Study, 71% of Americans say that they are very concerned about the impact of inflation on their retirement preparedness. And 31% aren't sure how they will even keep up. So experiencing so much uncertainty at once could make recent or pre-retirees feel like they have to do something in response, right? So you've often heard people say, oh, I'm not going to continue putting money into something that's losing, right? And that, I get it, right? That seems to make just at the surface sense. But when you dig a little bit deeper, that may not be wise. So if you have a sound financial plan in place, now this is critical. Think of it as, hey, I've either met with a financial planner or done a financial plan on my own where I've projected out into the future. So think of doing financial planning projections as like taking out a map, right? I took out a map and I figured out the route that I'm going to take, and I even accounted for if there's storms, you know, and I figured out that I'm still going to get there on time. Then when the storm comes, you shouldn't go, oh my gosh, I never thought there would be a storm. You go, no, that's the reason you did the plan in the first place, was so that when the storm came, you wouldn't, you know, turn back around and go the other direction. So Malia knows I love these, you know, visual analogies. Instead of, it's hard to think of this in terms of the stock market, but when you think of it in terms of other decisions that you make in life, like taking a long road trip, part of the reason you plan for that is in case there's storms. And in the case of the market, it happens quite often. So I'm going to actually have a little fun here. I'm going to pivot a little bit. A lot of people don't realize just how common market declines are. So I'm going to define a term for you. A correction typically refers to a fall in the overall stock market or index of 10%. Corrections are so common that they happen approximately once per year in the stock market. Let that sink in. The next term is a bear market. A bear market typically refers to a decline in the overall stock market or index of at least 20% or more over at least 2 months or more. So it can't be just a quick drop. It's got to happen over at least 2 months or more. These happen on average every 3.5 years. So, and finally, a recession, which is actually not a stock market term, a recession is 2 consecutive quarters of negative real GDP. That happens on average every 5.5 years. So the point being, oh, CJ, what you're saying is that what we're experiencing right now is like happens every 3.5 years on average from the beginning of market history. And the answer is yes. So it's very normal. The question is, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
So the first thing we'd like to remind people to do is avoid making emotional decisions. So once you're near or in retirement, it can feel as though your portfolio won't have enough time to recover from a market setback. However, resist the knee-jerk temptation to sell out of all your stocks or to completely change your strategy just because the market goes down. And here's one of the reasons we say that. The greatest days of market performance almost always happen after the greatest declines. Let me repeat that. The greatest days of market performance almost always happen after the greatest declines. And here's the key. If you were to miss the top 10 best days, so meaning you sell out and then you miss the top 10 best days over a 4-decade period, so miss the top 10 days over a 4-decade period in the stock market, you would reduce your average return by 55%.
Wow.
Your mind should just be spinning right now. Like, what? 10 days out of 4 decades, I miss 55% of the return of the market over that entire time frame? Yes, it's the reason that most people like us will say, don't try to time the market.
Really important guidance this morning from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you've got a question, love to get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. The website for Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number 608-442-5637. So CJ, what about inflation? Where do we stand? And let's put that in a little bit of perspective.
Yeah, so inflation is, of course, a real concern. This means that retirees need to grow their portfolio enough to try to keep up with inflation. This is where it's gotten tricky this year. Now, a lot of people will say this has never happened before, and that's not true. So what I mean by this is we have inflation going up with the stock market and bond market going down. So people will say, there's nowhere to hide. I can't buy anything besides residential real estate and keep up with with inflation. Well, this has happened before. This happened in the late 70s, early 80s, Reagan administration, where we had what's called stagflation. But these environments don't tend to persist for too long, partly because they just can't economically. But this is what's really difficult is everything you own in your portfolio is going down while in the meantime, inflation is going up. We would encourage you, stay the course. You took out the map. You worked with your advisor to figure out course corrections and what would happen when the storms would come. Stay the course. This time will pass. And furthermore, remember, your greatest hedge against inflation in the long run is stocks. I know that seems counterintuitive because right now stocks are going down with inflation going up, but there's not much else out there besides maybe stocks, real estate, some commodities that have done a good job to be inflation hedges over time. And so what we would say is, instead of focusing on the market and knee-jerk reactions, control the controllables. So remember a few things. When the market goes down, you actually haven't lost anything until you sell. And people go, oh, yeah, that's a slick comment. No. Think of your home. In 2008, your home lost 30% of its value here in Dane County, right? This was a subprime lending crisis. But if I walked up on your porch and said, you've lost 30% of your value, you would look at me and you'd look and go, no, I got the same home. I haven't lost anything, right? Same thing here. When the market goes down, you haven't lost anything. It's just the present market value of the shares that you own are down at that time. So just remember, you haven't lost anything. You own the same number of shares that you did before. So be careful of that knee-jerk reaction. It would be the equivalent of you selling your home in 2008. Right? If you weren't forced to do that, you would never want to do that because it's down so much. So instead, think about as you get closer to retirement, you should be backing off your risk, have things in more fixed income or more cash. And then just remember, if you're already down on your portfolio and you say, oh gosh, I didn't back off risk early enough, it's okay. Stay the course, wait for the recovery, and then change your allocation thereafter.
Fantastic information from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Phone lines are open right now, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals, CJ and Malia, we would love to get you on the air this morning. CJ, you got anything else you want to add before we move on to the next segment?
Yeah, so just only other comment here is, again, remember corrections, stock market, bear markets, things like that are very common. So stay the course. Mm-hmm. Also remember, S&P 500 over the last 100 years has averaged over 10.5% per year, and that includes the recent decline so far this year. So again, over long stretches of time, we've got clarity around what happens with taking on, you know, diversified risk. It pays off in the long run. It is just extremely challenging in these short periods of time when we've got inflation, markets going down, and we empathize with that. So I want to let you know we empathize, but probably the best course of action here is to stay the course and make little tweaks along the way.
Valuable information this morning. Malia is going to have three important words for us coming up in the next segment. Also got a great opportunity for you right now to get on the air. If you've got a question, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. We'll take your call and continue our conversation with CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Phone lines are open. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, 608-321-1310. We'll get you right on the air. Learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about a couple of words that people go, ooh, you know, inflation as well as volatility. And a lot of this is a mindset. So let's talk about how we kind of mentally adjust for volatility and, of course, continue making progress and planning for our retirement. Malia?
Yeah, so this is all easier said than done. Yeah. And I think everyone who's been listening to CJ can relate to this right now. And what's funny is when we have volatility and the markets are screaming upwards, nobody really talks about volatility. It's only when they're screaming the opposite way we're saying, oh my gosh, there's volatility. So it's an interesting term when we really define it. So what we want people to really do here is really identify and, if necessary, modify your investment goals. So as CJ mentioned, if you have a good financial planner that has sat down with you and you've established that roadmap, most likely there's not going to be much modifications that need to be done. However, we also say, you know, don't just, you know, make the plan and throw it away and never look at it again. It is a timely thing to do. maybe for you once a year, twice a year, to review that and make sure the plan still makes sense given what else has happened in your life. Honestly, you need to have a strategy. And so we hear about this as you're investing in the markets. We hear about dollar cost averaging. And so what we would recommend in that area is especially not having that knee-jerk reaction and saying, I'm not going to put anything else in the market, but rather do not stop investing during these times. Because especially if you're pre-retirement, your monies that you are putting away in your deferred accounts, each contribution every single month, you're actually buying more shares than you were a year ago or just over a year ago. So you're buying shares at a 15 to 18% discount. So who doesn't like a bargain, especially when you're increasing your retirement portfolio? It's just really hard during times like this to keep that in mind that, hey, a good company yesterday that has gone down in value on my stock market index is still a good company. The next day just happens to be on sale. So keep that in mind. Honestly, evaluate your own risk tolerance. So we can talk to people till we're blue in the face. And at the end of the day, if they cannot sleep at night, they really have to evaluate for themselves. Am I a long-term investor? And for some people, quite honestly, they're not. They really need to say, I'm comfortable just watching my dollars sit in my bank, nothing against banks, but sit in my bank and probably not keep up with inflation. This is not something we're suggesting you do, but for some people, I mean, health, if you don't have your health, you have nothing, right? If you don't have your mental health, you definitely, you know, you're not going to be able to even get to retirement. So really, you know, be serious with yourself. Is this keeping you up at night? There might be an adjustment to your strategy you need to consider. Finally, the three words Sean was referencing, we say a lot on this show, is look at everything that you have and simplify it. Look at consolidation and certainly always keep diversification top of mind. Diversification across all your portfolio, across all sectors of the economy is key. Nobody can say tomorrow that the tech sector is going to be hot or healthcare is going to be hot. You need to be diversified across all sectors because, you know, that's just part of life. We need all of these different components working for us. And always invest in things you understand. So, you know, this is kind of a scary time. We do see a lot of, I don't call them scams, but a lot of situations where people are like, well, you're not making money in the stock market, so buy all gold or whatever it might be. Just resist those temptations because, you know, if you don't really understand the risk that you're going into or maybe the fees that are associated with that risk, that would be a time to take pause, really do your homework before you jump from one thing to another. Again, we don't want knee-jerk reactions. We don't want you going out there making permanent adjustments to your portfolio in reaction to temporary market conditions. We are never going to tell a client, we think, you know, generally speaking, we think you should absorb a great loss by selling out today. Because as CJ mentioned, the very next day could be a very good day in the market. And nobody ever knows when to get back into the market. If they've exited, we will see people exit and 5 years later, they've never moved again because they don't know when to get back in. So you really need to know yourself and also not worry about what your neighbor's doing. It's about your situation, your portfolio, and your risk tolerance.
And you've got questions about those things. Of course, our friends at Kloss Financial love to work with you, love to get to know you. All I got to do is set up an appointment with them. It's going to be complimentary to you. The telephone number is 608-442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number is 608-442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We'll talk strategy. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Just moments away for your chance to win a $25 gift card to the Home Depot with the Klaus Quiz Question League. We will do that in just a moment. Right now, talking with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, talking about inflation and strategies as well for dealing with inflation. And CJ, let's get to that. What is kind of that best strategy that folks should be imploring when it comes to inflation, of course, which is universal. It affects everybody, doesn't it?
I think we're back to me.
Oh, Malia, I apologize.
That's okay.
I am so
sorry. That's okay. We all love talking about
inflation. I'm here, Sean. I just... For those who don't know, you can tell we have a script, right? We have a script with who's supposed to go when. So it's Malia's turn.
Oh, yes. Sorry, Malia.
I love talking about inflation. So that's... And I'm probably the only one here in this conversation that even remembers inflation. So let's start with that. Real inflation. And really, you know, it's been a long time. It's been about 40 years since we've had real inflation. So a quick primer on that. Inflation rate demonstrates, you know, the health of a country's economy. And it's a measurement tool that's used by the central bank, economists, and government officials to gauge whether actions needed to keep an economy healthy. And so obviously this year we have seen the Fed step in and increase interest rates to hopefully diffuse inflation somewhat. So what's interesting about, you know, historical inflation rates in the U.S., and this is really what we've seen in, you know, most of the last three and a half decades, is rates have averaged, you know, in the 2 to 3%, if that, over time of interest rates. Of inflation rates. So if we actually look at the averages over history, rates have averaged 3.28% from 1914 until 2022. So over time, inflation does average out to just around 3%, which is what most of us know. However, in 1920, it reached an all-time high of 23.7%. So we're all, you know, obviously not happy about inflation that we're dealing with, but we're nowhere near the all-time high of 23%+. We've had a record low inflation of negative 15%, and that was the following year in 1921. And so, you know, being comfortable with inflation, nobody's comfortable with that. It doesn't feel good. You go to the supermarket, if you have children or grandchildren, you're seeing how expensive it is to fill up a couple bags of groceries. But the only way to hedge the inflation, as CJ mentioned, is for investors is to use a diversified portfolio so that those asset classes you're invested in can offset what you're seeing out there that you're dealing with. So then we look at how can you yourself specifically react to inflation. So we always say, you know what? Do a really honest assessment of where you actually stand. What are your specific numbers? And really reassess your spending habits. If inflation is making it difficult for you to stay within budget, reassess your cash flow and understand where that cash is going. And we would not necessarily say just stop, you know, investing in your retirement portfolios. I just spoke about that. Keep that going as you can. Ultimately, work to reduce your spending, though. Continue to purchase those things you need, but really assess your wants. That's what we're talking about. And really eradicate as much of your current debt as you can, because right now, darn it, we're seeing those credit card rates continue to increase. New offers, they're offering new offers at 20%, and existing accounts are paying as much as 15%. So if you've heard us more than once on the radio, you know we're anti-debt people generally. And I'll tell you, during times of inflation, you do not want to be sitting with a lot of credit card debt on the books. And then finally, be strategic with your savings. This is really, really key. You want to have at least 3 to 6 months of living expenses and savings. Sometimes for many people, 6 months to a year makes better sense. And really that cash should be serving as an emergency reserve to cover unexpected bills or perhaps even a job loss. So we want to make sure that you're obviously preparing for emergencies, because they seem to happen more often than we like to admit. Mm-hmm. And then also make sure that we're continuing to invest even during volatile markets. So sit down with someone, if you haven't already, give a call back to your financial planner and just make sure that you are staying the course, because in the end, you will be fine.
And sometimes you mentioned making a call to your financial planner. It's just easy and reassuring to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. And to put things in perspective, by the way, Malia is a wunderkind. She's been doing this stuff since she was about two. So putting
right.
the timeline into perspective this morning. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Fantastic website and great resource. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number, because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Home Depot. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In the U.S., what year did we experience the highest inflation rate of over 23%? Was it 1920 or 1971? Telephone number 608-442-5637. Again, was that 1920 or 1971? First call with the correct answer to the Kloss Financial office will win that $25 gift card to Home Depot. Again, don't forget, that's Kloss office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. CJ, Malia, it is always great hanging out with you guys. Enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Holly Frank is with us next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.